girl.
Hey.
Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back.
We're back Today's with episode. Another episode.
Yeah. This is our second time doing long distance episode.
Yeah.
We recorded our bonus episode, which is the one before this, like an hour ago.
Yeah. So we're doing two in one day today, which is a little bit crazy.
We've never done that before.
Yeah, but I think it'll be okay.
It will be. We've had a full day of work. Like, we're so productive.
We've been working all day. Not really. We started at 11 my time.
We've been working
for
3 hours.
And now it's 2. Yeah, it has been 3 hours. I did have a Taco Bell break. I had a Taco Bell break. I got Uber Eats, which was not smart for my bank account.
Was it worth the $25? Let me ask.
Considering that I got a coffee, which I'm drinking right now, and guys, when I tell you the Cinnabon Delights coffee from Taco Bell is actually pretty good, I like it. It looks sus, but I like it.
It actually doesn't look sus. Like, if you put it in a cup that wasn't Taco Bell, it wouldn't look sus at all.
It's very true. But, like, yeah, mm-hmm. The fact that there's a big bell. I mean,
yeah,
definitely not the best coffee in the world, but considering the price, it was, like, very, maybe $2-3. Pretty good.
Good.
And then I also got, you know, a quesadilla. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to sound like I eat a lot. Quesadilla, a Doritos Locos Taco, and another quesadilla type thing on pita bread.
So
it's not that
yummy.
Much. Like, I'm full, but I'm not too full. Like, I feel like, anyway, but
it's perfect.
The fact that I got all of that and drink for 25, I feel like that's pretty good.
Okay.
And, like, I'm not gonna lie, I would pay $25 for that experience again, because that tasted really good.
Totally. Okay, I get
that
it. Yeah.
My taste buds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need a little, like, Uber Eats, like, every few months, for sure.
Yeah. I, like, barely ever do it, but this was an exception.
Same.
Anyways.
Cool. This is episode 5 coming out. Not today, but, like, the day this comes out is February 12th. It's January 13th, so, it, like, we're doing this a month in advance.
Yeah, guys.
Because we just, like, if anything happens, like, to either of us, like, one weekend and we can't record, we don't have, like, an episode, we have backups. That's why we do what we do. So,
that's why we do
what
we
do. It's crazy to think that this... Yeah, it's crazy to think that it'll come out in a month from now. So
I mean, if you think about it, we only have one episode uploaded right now. There's only one.
We have four other
ones that we have recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, our next one will be coming out in 2 days. So January 15th.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've already listened to it, but give it a listen. It's about dating culture.
So
my
good.
Gosh, we recorded that in Chicago.
I know.
When we were in Chicago. That was a while ago,
Insane.
It feels like.
I know. Can we talk about something really fast before we get into this?
Yeah.
It crossed my mind, I should have brought it up in the bonus episode, but I forgot. Have you heard Ariana Grande's new song?
No.
Okay.
Should I have?
You don't need to give it a listen, honestly, in my opinion.
Oh, are you disappointed?
I am. I am disappointed. You know, her vocals are amazing, and, like, she just did not give, personally, in my opinion, with her vocals. Let me read you the lyrics. I was listening to a podcast about it the other day, and she literally said, like, if someone gave me these lyrics and told me to sing them, she would literally be like, no, like, these lyrics suck. But because Ariana Grande wrote them, like, it just makes sense. Which
Wait,
is
so
true.
Is it the yes and?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
because I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, I'm gonna read it for the people who are listening. Let me Okay, she literally says, yes, and say that shit with your chest and be your own fucking best friend. Say that shit with your chest. Keep moving like what's next. Yes, and. Like, it's just so basic.
What the heck?
It's, I mean, I get the whole point. Like,
Lame.
there's so many things going on in her life right now. And, like, I don't know if you are keeping up to date with her, Audrey, but, like,
No, I don't
she.
care about other people. I'm kidding, that sounds horrible. I don't follow
But, like,
celebrities, really.
honestly, I don't either, but I've been listening to The Toast. Shout out to The Toast podcast. They're a pop culture podcast and they talk about pop culture and like the news and stuff. It's really entertaining. I love it. It's kind of like reality TV, but like just the news and pop culture. And they were talking about it, and Ariana Grande is like with a married man. He's getting a divorce, but like she was with a married man, like sneaking around with a married man. Like, what is she
Yeah.
doing? Also, this man is like scary looking. Like his eyes are like so wide and like so white. It's scary. Anyways, give it a listen after because it is just like not, it's not giving. And like the beat isn't even that good. Like I can't get excited about the song. It's just like,
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. She served so much better in the past, in my opinion.
yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I'm looking her up right now.
Yeah.
Slater, as you may remember, played SpongeBob on Broadway. I remember watching these videos where it was like Ariana's exes versus the guy that she's with right now, and it was like a clip of him on Broadway as SpongeBob, which is so
Yeah.
embarrassing, low key.
So embarrassing.
Before joining the Buzzy cast of the Wicked movie adaptation, where he met and subsequently started dating Grande. When rumors of their relationship first surfaced, Slater had recently become or recently welcomed a baby with his then wife,
Yes,
Lily
that was
J,
the other thing.
who
Yes.
told tabloids that her family was collateral damage and deemed Grande not a girl's girl. While we don't
Insane.
know
No,
the
she's.
exact timeline, it seems safe to say some drama was involved.
No,
But it
seriously.
says, which brings us to the release of Yes And, a song that includes lyrics like, I'm so done with caring what you think, and my tongue is sacred. At one point, Grande asks, why do you care so much whose bleep I ride?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I wonder what
Insane.
she's talking about here, is what they said. That is crazy.
Like, he just had a
Okay.
child, and you're talking about, like, did you just start playing the video? A video?
No,
No.
I'm just covering my mouth because I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, he just had a child, and she's literally talking about what she rides. Like, stop, I can't.
No,
I
seriously.
don't
She's like, why
know.
do
I
you care
just.
about it? Maybe because he's married.
No, literally, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I
Oh,
don't
poor
know.
Ariana is not. Ariana's not doing well. She should not. She's not doing what she should be doing right now.
She, no, I think so too. Like she's so talented and I think she's a great person. So I'm just like kind of confused by her life decisions right now. I get where she's coming from with like the yes and like I can do whatever I want with my life, but also you are in the public eye and you are a big celebrity. Like people are gonna care what you do, and I think you have to be mindful of that. Like people aren't just gonna find out one thing about you and then go on with their lives. Like it's just not how
Right.
it works, you know?
I know, which is
So
unfortunate, honestly, because
it
like you think
is.
about it, and like everyday people could do this stuff and easily get away with it. Maybe a couple people would find out, but like it wouldn't be a huge deal because they're not famous or in the public eye.
Yeah.
But she has to deal with this, unfortunately. And
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's interesting. She looks very different too now.
She does. She does.
She looks very different. I haven't
Yeah.
really like kept up with her at all. She just,
Same. She kind
yeah.
of disappeared. She kind of did a Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift came back better than ever.
No, for real. I'm like, me being a psychology student, I'm like, I want to know what's going on with Ariana.
I
Like,
know.
is she
Yeah.
okay? Because again, like you said, she's always been a good person and now she's doing these
Yeah.
questionable things. So it's like, is she okay? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. You want to
Anyway,
jump in?
yeah.
Sorry, I just like had to talk about it. I wanted to know your
No, that's
opinion.
okay. And I think it's fine, like, if we talk about random things before we actually
Yeah.
start, I think that's fun.
For sure. It's fun. Okay, so
Yeah.
today's topic is how to be comfortable in your own company and like how to be okay with being alone, and how to embrace that in ways that you can spend your time alone, and just really appreciating your alone time. Think this is a good topic. I think Audrey and I are both kind of in that stage of life too. So I think
Yep.
we have good advice.
I agree. I think we do. And I feel like a good amount of people I know have mastered this or have gotten really good at it. And then some people struggle more with it, but I mean, and it's okay. Like some people are just a lot more extroverted than they are introverted. So we're not saying like you have to be alone, but it is a good skill to have, honestly, because at the end of the day, like you're the only person in the world that you can rely on being there for you 24/7 all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's obvious. You literally are with yourself all the time. So,
Yeah.
yeah, finding comfortability within being just by yourself, not having anyone else around, I think is an important skill to have. But
Yeah.
it can be really tough. It can
It
be really
can
tough.
be. Yeah, and I feel like something that I've gone through the past few years is I feel like I used to be super extroverted. Like in middle school and high school, I was super extroverted, especially in middle school. And then just like as I've gotten older, I've progressively gotten more introverted. And then I came to college and I feel like I just wrapped myself in a little ball. And I really only have like a few close people in my circle and I like it that way. And I've learned to really appreciate that, especially after my breakup. I really used that time as and to my advantage of learning more about myself and finding more things that I love to do with myself and really creating the best relationship possible that I can with myself. And I feel like I'm still on that journey, but I'm doing a good job at really creating a relationship with myself. I like that phrase, like connecting with yourself, creating a friendship with you, which we've kind of talked about, but this is more specific around being by yourself and being comfortable in your own company. Because
Yeah.
you should feel comfortable in your company and you should like love yourself that way. Like you should love to be by yourself. You should love who you are.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's
Yeah.
it is a hard thing to do though, so that's why
Yeah,
we
it
do want
is.
to talk to you about these things is just kind of steps that you can take to get there because obviously this is not something that can happen overnight. And it's just in general a hard skill to have. One thing that I do in order to kind of, yeah, to feel comfortable by myself is literally just doing things that I enjoy. Like, if there are specific things that you like doing with other people, maybe try doing that by yourself. Just in general, like pursuing hobbies or like trying new hobbies. I recently just got into collaging, and that is something I can do completely on my own. Like, I'm literally itching to do it right now, and I'm absolutely gonna do it once we finish this episode, because I have really started enjoying it a lot. So
Can you hear my swallow?
yeah,
Sorry.
not
You heard
really,
my
no.
swallow. Okay, good.
I don't think so. I don't
Good,
think I
good,
heard
good.
it.
Sorry,
Okay,
keep
anyway.
going.
No, it's okay. But yeah, in general, pursuing hobbies and doing things that you like. Is there anything you want to say, or can I keep going?
I like that you said in the notes that we have here that, like, if at first you're uncomfortable doing something alone, like doing it with a friend first, and then venturing out and doing that thing on your own, I kind of feel like that relates to this of like, I wanted to start doing like yoga classes at my school because we have like a bunch of classes, workout classes that you can take. So I did a week of classes with my friend, and then next week, like, I'll probably go by myself sometimes. And I think that would be a fun thing for me to do by myself, but also like do with a friend sometimes. And I think something like that, like putting yourself in a situation, like a social situation like that, where you're not interacting with others, but you are around a bunch of people, can be really intimidating. And it can be weird. Because you might see groups together, or like maybe there's other people that are also alone. And maybe like you want that just for yourself, so you don't technically want to like talk to someone there. So that can be kind of difficult, but I feel like easing yourself into it with a friend is helpful for sure.
And just like easing yourself into it in general. Something I wanted to mention was just, easing yourself into being alone, and easing yourself into being comfortable with being alone, especially. So I kind of see it like a step-by-step kind of process. I feel like something you could start with is maybe watching a show by yourself. Watching something, other people obviously are talking and portraying their own life, and like you're kind of what's the word? My gosh, what's the freaking word?
Portraying your own life.
No, it's like you're sucked in. Oh my gosh. You're like sucked
Oh.
into their world, basically.
Yeah, like you're
To the
consumed
point.
with them.
And anyway, so like maybe then that doesn't really feel like you're that alone. Because there are other people like on the screen talking. Maybe the next step is like reading a book where people are no longer on the screen. You can't visibly see them. They're not talking. But you're still kind of sucked into a different world, through reading. And yeah, I feel like just like easing yourself into it and then not doing anything that has to do with any other story but your own. And that's when you might be comfortable enough to pursue some hobbies on your own, do some things by yourself. Without feeling it necessarily necessary to have somebody with you at all times. I don't know. I don't know if that
For
makes
sure.
sense, but.
No, it does. And I think like the whole like listening to other people talk, like podcasts, for example, or watching a show, like friends in the background or something, I think it does help you feel less alone in the moment. Like when you're cooking or
Definitely.
something. Even music, like music is a little different, but something else like going on in the background. And I found that like when I am listening to some of my favorite podcasts, I almost feel like I'm a part of the conversation and like I'm laughing with them. And I know that they're not like my actual friends, but like it kind of feels that way. Like they're like my online friends. And I love that in a podcast. So that's helpful. And like even like you can start there, but even if you're like just comfortable there and you just like that, like I love being alone, but like also listening to stuff. And then some days you might want to just be like completely in silence because some days I want to sit alone in my room and I just want it to be peace and quiet. And that's just so peaceful to me. And I think I am just a person who really craves quietness and stillness and peacefulness around me, and I like cannot have loud noises and a bunch of things going on at one time and a bunch of people talking. Like it's just chaos to me, which is like which reflects so much about my own personal life too, which we will probably go into in another episode. But yeah, I feel like I find so much peace in being alone by myself because of like the things that I crave in life. Like if I wasn't alone and I was in a room full of people, like I would not be okay. Like I'd probably be really anxious and I would feel like so like I feel like sensory overload. I feel like when I'm in a room full of people, I get sensory overload because there's so many people talking, there's so many noises around me, there's so many things to look at. And I feel like that's an advantage of being alone, that you don't receive any of that sensory overload. But also being alone opens up the opportunity for you like to think way too much and like be so deep in your thoughts. So it's hard to find a good middle ground because sometimes I lean more towards the way of like getting in my own head. And you know, when you're alone for an extended period amount of time, you have nothing better to do than just think about yourself.
Yeah, that's a big thing, is like I feel like that's a big reason why people fear being alone, is the
Yeah,
fact that they're gonna
true.
have to think, and their thoughts will end up being louder than they usually are because they're not around anything external that is like quieting their thoughts.
So valid.
That can be scary. I've definitely been there before, where at times in my life when I was struggling a lot, I wanted to be alone, but I also didn't. And I feel like that statement is so relatable. Like,
So
I didn't want to
relatable.
be alone. I didn't want to be alone because I knew that my thoughts would get scary and I didn't necessarily want to sit there with them. But then, like, I also like didn't necessarily want to be with people either because I wasn't any fun to be around. And
For
like Emma,
sure.
you were saying, like at that point I was struggling so much with my anxiety and I had a hard time being around like big crowds of people. And so it can be a challenge, especially if you're in a place in your life where you are struggling and sitting alone and like with your thoughts is a hard thing to do. But just like a big piece of advice is just to try doing stuff that really causes you to think about something else. I have always found that for me, I love Sudoku. And I love like word searches and like crossword puzzles. Those types of things, like you have to think, but your attention is very focused on the thing that you're doing in front of you. So that has helped me a lot, especially like in if I'm having a panic attack, honestly, I'll just be so real. That is like a big coping skill for me because usually when I'm in that state of panic, I am having a lot of like racing thoughts, and something that really does help me calm down is doing puzzles like that that I mentioned, because my brain is like immediately turned and focused on something else.
I
Kind of went
agree.
on a tangent, but I mean,
No, I agree. I
it
feel
relates to
like,
this.
no, it does. Yeah. I feel like crossword puzzles do help a lot. I love doing those too. Also, I feel like a phone call helps sometimes. And like specifically a phone call, because, or even like Snapchat videos, because you can have a short conversation. You don't have to show your face on a phone call. You don't have to show what you're doing. And it could be with, you know, your mom, your best friend, whoever. And I think you're not in person together, so I think that makes a difference. So like you can still be going about your life, like say maybe you're on the phone cleaning or something like that. And you're still doing something alone, but you have another person to talk to on the phone, I guess, if that makes sense. Or Like when I was having like bad panic moments, like after my breakup, I would call Audrey just like randomly throughout the day, and it helped almost ground me, like just to have another voice there and like also a real person in time talking to me, because the podcast and the YouTube video can do that for me too in certain moments, but in moments where I'm really panicky and really anxious,
Yeah.
a
And they're
real
not like talking to
person.
you directly about what's going on with you, you know?
Yeah, like a real person in real time really helps. And then another thing I was thinking of for like if you want to be alone but you also are don't want to be alone is to like go to a library, like your school library or something, or like a coffee shop. Maybe that's not somewhere too crowded, but you still can be alone and no one's going to come and approach you. And you can just sit there and do your own thing. I love like coffee shops specifically for my homework or having to be productive or doing things on my own, because there's just other people around me working and I can hear people talking sometimes, and like for my brain it helps me, and it's not too many people to the point where I'm getting overstimulated. But it helps me just realize that I'm not getting so deep into my thoughts. Like the voices around me kind of fill my head space instead of like my own thoughts filling my head.
Yeah, definitely. That's so real. That is so real. Like, yeah, I like going to not super loud places, but not super quiet places either, especially to do some schoolwork. I feel like it helps me be more productive. Because, yeah, if I'm doing it like in my room by myself, then I'll start thinking about other things. I'll start like cleaning my room. Because I'm like, oh, what's
Exactly.
that doing here? And then I'll
Yeah.
start doing everything but my homework. But
Exactly.
anyway, that is a good way to like kind of ease yourself into just being alone is like, you can still like be comfortable with yourself by yourself, even
Yeah.
if you are at a place where other people are. It's not like these
Yeah.
people are your close friends that you're hanging out with. Like you're still kind of independently there. So yeah, like I guess the whole idea of being comfortable like by yourself in your own company, it doesn't necessarily mean like you have to be in your room by yourself with no one
Yeah.
else around. Like it could
Yeah.
definitely be like going to a coffee shop, like Emma said, but going there by yourself, not with a friend, sitting
Yeah.
and doing your own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this relates to a point that I wanted to point out is romanticizing, and kind of like being a little delulu. I was talking to a friend about this the other day because she talked to me about being nervous, like going to the gym and stuff, and feeling like people are looking at her, which is so valid. And I feel
That's how I
like
get.
every single person experiences that. Like it's so normal and it's so hard to cope with and so hard to deal with. And I told her, I was like, literally think of yourself as being the best person in the room. Like, put your ego so high. Like, vision yourself as like the smartest person, the best looking. Like, yes, everyone can stare at me because I'm so beautiful. Or like romanticize that part about you. For some reason, it helps me so much. Like, I walk into the gym with full-on fake confidence. Like, I'm like acting almost. I'm the best person in this gym right now. And I don't know why, but it helps me so much. And like, I just have to romanticize that. Like, I romanticize the gym. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm romanticizing putting on my cute shoes and my cute outfit and like my cute water bottle. And I'm gonna romanticize my walk there. And like, this is a great walk. Like, the cold on my skin feels really good right now. Like, even though it's really cold, it feels really good. And even with like being alone in like a coffee shop, like romanticize that. Like I'm in a movie right now. Like I'm sitting here, I'm so productive right now. I'm drinking my coffee and living the life. I'm in a big city. Like all of those things. Just like, oh, like being overly happy about the experience that you're experiencing. And it almost feels so true because after I do it, I'm like, no, I had a great time at the gym. I had a great time at that coffee shop. Like, it worked. It literally worked. Which, like, I think is kind of like manifesting too, of like just literally think so highly of yourself. First of all, because you deserve to. Obviously, don't do it to the point where you're gonna get like stuck up or something. But it's just to help
But
you cope in
yeah,
that sense of like
seriously.
when you're in that moment and you are feeling anxious, it's so okay to use that as a coping mechanism and just, you know, say like, I'm the best person here. Like, as Taylor Swift says, I'm the best thing at this party. That's you. That's you. That's all I have to say about that.
Very true. If you guys hear me sniffling, I'm sorry. I am like, I've
Me
been dealing
too.
with like a cold allergy, but I don't really know, cold
The
weather
same.
type of sickness for the longest
Same.
freaking time. So I've been like rubbing my nose a little bit, so I'm really sorry about that.
How to be comfortable in your own company, sick edition.
Sick edition. Yeah.
Hashtag sick edition.
Be comfortable that you're sick. Like, it's okay. Everyone gets sick. Everyone has sniffled in their life. So honestly, I'm not sorry.
Exactly.
Another thing I wanted to say though about this is, again, I've been talking about this the whole time, but like easing yourself into it, spending 15 minutes by yourself every day.
A good idea.
I have never done this before. It kind of just came to my mind, but seriously, if it's something that you really feel like you want to work on, but you're scared, like, allow yourself to be by yourself for 15 minutes every day. Like, literally, that's it. And maybe increase it once you get more and more comfortable. But seriously, in order to be comfortable, like, you have to be uncomfortable first.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I really just relate to this topic in general because I've always just had the worst freaking anxiety about like everything. And I've really had to learn to be comfortable about all those things I'm anxious about, not necessarily just being by myself, but there's so many things that used to make me so uncomfortable and anxious. Because I feel like those words are almost synonyms. And
Sure.
I would at first avoid those really uncomfortable things. But then, through therapy and stuff, like I learned, hey, you have to do like exposure therapy, basically. You need to put yourself through those uncomfortable situations in order to build up your tolerance to them, basically. So the same exact thing goes for spending time by yourself and being comfortable with your own self and like, yeah. And I don't know. So that 15 minutes every day might feel super uncomfortable. But I swear to God, like I swear it gets better. Because I mean I've proven to myself that it does. Yeah, I mean there's been so many times in my life where I'm like, oh my God, this is never gonna get better. It's always gonna feel super uncomfortable, but it really does get better. So anyway, I feel like that's just something I really wanted to say. But yeah.
And just remembering that like being uncomfortable is really normal, really normal too. And that like you're probably not the only one experiencing that uncomfortableness. And if you are doing a task that makes you uncomfortable for that 15 minutes, remember it's only 15 minutes. Like 15 minutes is such a short amount of time. Even though it can feel like a lot, it's such a short amount of time during your day. And I think that's important to just remind yourself. And also, kind of what Audrey was saying, like you just have to go through the uncomfortable parts to get to the comfortable. Like you almost get used to the uncomfortableness and then that becomes comfortable.
Yeah,
You just
it's
get
very
used to
true.
it and then
It's
that
very
becomes
true.
your everyday.
Yeah, I
But then
mean,
new things in life pop up and then that's uncomfortable. Just a whole cycle.
really is. But like, I
It
think
is.
that just, I mean, and this is going off kind of future you, but once you are really comfortable in your own company, I mean, it's seriously like, I feel like it just improves your self-image. It improves your confidence and your self-esteem and all of that stuff. Because I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is just me saying this and feeling this way, but to me, this makes sense. You spend enough time with yourself to the point where you're like, okay, I'm so freaking awesome. I'm so fun to be around because you're like, I'm fun to be around because I'm around myself at
Exactly.
these times when I'm alone and I have fun. I do fun things.
Yeah.
And then you go on with the rest of your life. And if people are treating you poorly, you're like, no, I'm way better than this. Like, way better than what you're making me out to seem right now.
Totally. Yeah.
And like, I've spent enough time with myself to know that I'm freaking awesome. So
Yeah.
if you don't think I'm awesome, like that's
Exactly.
obviously your problem. And then
100%.
goodbye, you
Bye.
know?
Bye.
But
Bye.
again, and like I'm saying these things out loud, but trust me, I have a hard time. Like I sound
We
like
all have it to work
I
on.
yeah. We sound like we're experts, but we're not. Like we still struggle for
No.
sure. But yeah.
No, we definitely do. We don't want to make it seem like we're like these people who know exactly how to deal with life. That's not what it is at all. Most of the times we come on here and talk and we learn more about ourselves, like, which is
Literally.
the great thing. Like, I'm talking about things and I'm like, oh my God, like, that's so true. Like it's like something deep down in us that I think we don't talk about enough with ourselves internally. And
Yeah.
then now that we're able to have a space to execute that, then we're realizing things. And it's honestly healing.
It really is. It really is.
Another thing is finding things that are just for yourself, and this kind of ties into also like doing things that you've always wanted to do. Because you are alone, like you have no one else in your life that is like playing a factor into your decisions. Like usually when you're in a relationship, you are sometimes making decisions based on that relationship, especially if it's a serious one. But like something that I really want to explore this year is camping. And I really want to just go camping by myself. Like I know it's probably dangerous. I think I'm gonna try it with a friend first, like what Audrey
Yeah,
said, and then
you should.
do it by myself. But that's something I've always wanted to do, and I really want to explore that, and I feel like I need to take advantage of this time that I have now being alone and do that. And make it just for
Absolutely.
myself. I think sometimes we hold on to people, but also the things that we did with those people. And sometimes it's hard to disassociate those things with that people or with that person. And those things become hard to do. And so
Yeah.
that was something that I experienced. And I mean, it's good to go out and do those things again that you did once with a person. But also, I think it's totally okay to leave that in your past and find new things that are just yours. And I think
Yeah.
making those really special and sacred and keeping that to yourself, like, don't explore that with another person. And I think it's totally okay to keep that to yourself and make it special to you. And I think that just goes along with helping you feel more comfortable with the things that are in your life. Even just making a list of here are the things I've always wanted to do. How many can I get done this year? Or like, how many can I get done in the next 3 to 6 months? would help you just, like tunnel vision in on you and your focus and what you want to accomplish this year and making those decisions solely based on yourself and no one else in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yeah, I just think the things that you can find for yourself are special, and you don't want to give that up and share that with anyone.
And I feel like the age that Emma and I are at right now, like you're basically our 20s. Emma will be 20 March 25th.
My
Little
birthday's
birthday
coming
shout
up.
out. It like by the time this episode's out, it'll be coming up real quick. But yeah,
Ooh,
so
my
Emma's
birthday.
birthday, she'll be 20. But anyway, we're basically in our 20s. I am already 20. I'm the older one.
She is.
Not that
Oh
it
my God.
freaking matters.
I've lost my
But
voice. Hold on.
oh my
Keep
God.
that in. Keep that in.
Okay,
I'm
don't
vulnerable.
worry.
I'm expressive. I'm raw. I'm real. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry to make that about myself.
Sounds like she's crying, guys. Okay, anyway, oh yeah. I was like, wait, what was I saying? I feel like when you're in your 20s, oh my God, like this is the time to be you.
is.
Figure yourself out, like be alone, be single. Don't chase after a relationship. Like let it come to you. Let it
Yeah.
come to you because all this time that you're spending on yourself, if you really think about it, whoever it is that comes into your life next to be your significant other, you're gonna have all of these cool things to share with them. Like,
Yeah.
this is something I have discovered that I really enjoy and makes me feel really good about myself. And like, then you get to share that with them. And you wouldn't have
Totally.
necessarily discovered that if you were with someone else the whole time. You know what I mean? So I feel like both me and Emma, we like, especially like, I don't know, middle school, high school, our teenage years, we both had quite a few significant others. Not to expose Emma, but I'm also exposing myself. We both
Oh.
did. Like, you know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like,
I'm not ashamed of it at all. I think I
no,
learned
and
so much from those experiences.
I think so too. Yeah, and I don't regret a single one because I
Yeah.
know I have learned very specific things from each one, and they're all very different things that I have learned too. And now
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I know what I need in a man. Like, I really don't need to
Yeah.
worry about figuring that out anymore because I've been with enough people to know exactly what I need, basically.
Yeah.
But like now, I'm like, I mean, I used to like really chase after the idea of being in a relationship, and I just don't care like I used to anymore. I'm like, I would so much rather like create a relationship with myself and have that strong relationship with myself because me and me, our relationship is forever. You know,
For sure.
me and some
Yeah.
guy's relationship might not be forever. Sad
Yeah.
face, but it's true.
Sad face. Yeah. No, exactly. I agree.
Anyways, I feel like I've been talking so much this episode and I feel bad.
No, I think we've been bouncing back good. No, I agree. I also think that when you are single, and you kind of talked about this in the beginning of what you just said. Like, you can explain to your significant other, like, what you learned while, you were single and just being by yourself. And, like, you can kind of share that with them. I don't like to make this, like, my whole idea when I'm by myself and, like, working on myself in my own journey. But I do think about it. Like, the way that I am treating myself right now and the way that I'm going about my own journey is in benefit of my future relationship. And I love to think about it
True.
that way because the way that I take care of myself, the things that I'm implementing into my life now, will be a benefit to me in the future as well. Like, not just right now, but also like when I'm in a relationship. Like, for example, me finding myself And me being comfortable in my own company is going to be such a benefit to me when I'm in a relationship, because hopefully I won't like lose myself again and like fall off the grid. Like I'll just love myself and also love my partner. So I think it's that's
Fall
important.
off the grid is crazy. I can't.
That's practically what happened. So yeah.
I know.
I
Emma
know.
literally, she went on her Instagram. Okay, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but this is just like from my perspective. It was just the funniest thing.
Was funny.
Her Instagram one day, she literally did a full-on Taylor Swift like
Reputation
pre-reputation.
moment.
She just
Which
deleted
was
all
the
her
point?
Instagram posts. She
She
deleted
did.
every single Instagram post, and when I tell you she had like 80 something, she like had so many. And I literally sent it to her. I sent a screenshot. I think this is what happened. And I was like, "What is going on?" I was
No,
like, "What is
literally.
going on?" And then she explained to me what was going on. She's like, "Yeah, I just wanted to do this." And then I remember posting it on my story, and I was like, "This is so dramatic of at Emma Obrumsky."
It was, I
But
mean,
it was much needed, I feel like. I feel like
it
it gave you
was.
the sense that, like, okay, I'm starting over.
Yes.
It was just
Let me
so funny.
explain. Like, it was meant to be dramatic. I wanted it to be dramatic. That was the whole point. Like, I wanted to do like a full 180, and I wanted to make it dramatic. Like, imagine someone follows me on Instagram, they know I have a million posts. The next day, they look at my Instagram, none.
Gone. I mean, that was
Gone. Like,
me. I
she
was
fell
literally
off the
like,
grid. Exactly. And that was the whole point. That was the reaction I wanted. And like, I'm dramatic for that, and I'll admit it. But I also. It was such a clear slate for me. Like, I love it. And I love my Instagram. I only have two posts now. And I just post like whenever I feel like I need to. And I just felt like I attached so much of my past life and what was like on my Instagram and those kinds of things with my
That's so
relationship. And
fair,
like,
though.
yeah. And like, it was, I've been on this like really huge healing journey for myself the past 3 months after going through a breakup. And it has been really, really, really hard. Like one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. But those are the things that like, yeah, it is dramatic and it's funny, but it also like does have such a deep meaning deep down. And the new posts that I post, it's stupid, but like my past relationship has nothing to do with the new post, and I love that. Like it's just for myself. It's me and my friends. Like it's happy moments. Like I don't have to look back on the old ones and remember, you know, where I was at that point in my life. Like not even that, like if a person that's not in my life anymore is on there, it's just that at this time in my life I was with them and that would make me sad. And it's like I don't need that showing up in my life. And so I
Yeah,
listen to my body in that
absolutely.
sense. And now my Instagram is a much happier and safer place for me, which is what I deserve. Like kind of going back to our social media episode, like that's what I deserve in an Instagram that's just for myself. But
Definitely.
yeah, I did do a Taylor Swift reputation moment there, which is exactly what I wanted to execute. So I'm glad
I really
that
loved
was
it
the
though.
reaction. It
Like,
was
it sounds like
iconic.
I'm judging her, but it was so iconic. And like, to me, it was just like, it was almost like a, oh my God, I'm laughing because I'm shocked. Like
Yeah.
a, wow, Emma, what the heck is going on? But like, in the best way
I know.
possible. I was like, oh my goodness.
I should have made my caption, "Look what you made me do," for the first post back. That would have been
Literally,
so good.
in parentheses, delete all of my posts.
No, literally.
That's what you made me do.
Maybe
That's
the next
crazy,
heartbreak I'll do
though.
it then. I'm just kidding. I pray to God I never have to
Already
experience another
planning.
heartbreak.
Oh
No,
my God, me
literally.
neither. I swear,
Like
if
I
I have to go
can't.
through it again, I'm done.
No, I'm done. Like, I'm literally done.
If
Like,
I have to go
after
through a
this
heartbreak again, I'm
heartbreak,
done.
yeah. Like, after this heartbreak, my dad was like, "This probably won't be your last." And I was like, "Actually, shut the fuck
You're
up.
like,
I'm
you cannot tell me that
sorry."
right now.
No, like, literally, don't tell me
You
that.
cannot tell me that right now. That is horrible because that's never anything you want to hear.
No, never, never.
Obviously.
Like,
Like,
no, I'm determined it to not
seriously.
be. I'm determined that was my last. I'm determined. It has to be. Like, it has to be. Like, it can't be anything worse than what just happened. It can't. I'm sorry, but it
No,
can't.
seriously, I swear to God. I'm like right there with you though, Emma. Like, I'm so done. I'm so done with men playing with my heart.
Yeah.
Like, this is just getting ridiculous.
Which is the exact reason why we're making this episode, because me and Audrey are coming out as never dating ever again.
Basically, yeah.
Just
We're
kidding.
basically done.
Hit us up, boys. Only girls listen to
No,
this.
I just
Literally, only
like, I
girls.
know. I just genuinely, like, this is just so off topic, guys.
It's
But
fine,
I
though.
mean,
It's
it's
good.
kind
It's
of
a
on
normal
topic too,
conversation.
because the idea of this episode is so, like, you know, you want to be happy with yourself if you do end up being single the rest of your life.
Yes,
Which
I think I would
I'm
be
worried
kind of
about.
okay.
I'm worried about, but I'm like, you know what? I am like happy with myself enough to the point where like I would be okay with that if that were to happen. Like, now, do I
Same.
want that to happen? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But,
But it's okay if it
you know,
does. Yeah.
absolutely. And it should be okay. And it should be more normalized that like being single is okay.
Yeah.
It's not like it does not define you if you're in a relationship or not.
For
Like,
sure.
you're still you.
Yeah. I was also want to point out that, like, remember that anyone can walk into your life at any point. I swear the best relationships always happen out of nowhere.
No, for real.
And the fact that someone could literally come into one of our lives tomorrow is crazy. So I think that I saw a TikTok on this, like, just appreciate the time that you have right now because you don't know when that time will be up. Like, the person that you meet tomorrow could be your husband, and like that's it. Then you're done with your
My
single
God.
journey, and then it's over. So it's
That's like
like
goodbye.
literally, so like take advantage of that time, because I feel like now in our 20s is when our the time that we have with ourselves and to get to know ourselves is slowly fading. And that's sad, but I think it's also a really important time, and I think everyone should take advantage of it and just enjoy being yourself while you have the chance.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a post on our Instagram go up 1 minute ago.
I know. I just thought about that.
Go give it a like. Just kidding.
So, Audrey, what are some things that you do alone?
Oh my God, that's such a great question.
Thanks.
Some things that I do alone. I love like finding new movies to watch. Some like movies, like I have like kind of a list of movies that I really want to watch. And you know, they're not as big of a commitment as a TV show. So, but I also do love finding TV shows. Currently, I'm watching Bridgerton for the first time. My friend from school put me
Nice.
on it. I love it. It's
Cool.
great.
It's a good
Another
show.
thing. Yeah, have you seen it?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah. Another thing is playing guitar. It's a big thing for me. I've used my sister's. My sister and I have shared one for years. And it's technically hers. So I got my own finally, and so I've been playing it. And then, like I said, collaging, literally something that started very recent, but when I tell you I love it, I love it. The
Fun.
process
Sounds
of
like a lot of fun.
Yeah, going through magazines and stuff and like getting all these things and then figuring out kind of like an idea. Like, it's a very great creative
Artistic
creative
outlet. Outlet.
yes, geez Louise, outlet.
Audrey, that's so funny because the last time we recorded at your house, I was like,
I
creative
know.
output, and then you were
You said
like,
output,
outlet, and we just said
outlook,
it.
and I was like,
Yeah,
outlet.
we just did
I
that. Oh my
know.
God, that's so
And I was
funny.
thinking about that too. I was like, oh my God, this is a word that Emma couldn't think of either. Anyway, creative outlook. Oh my God, outlet.
Outlet. That's so funny.
Anyway. Oh, and then reading, journaling. I don't know. Emma, what about
For
you?
sure. I've been
What
really
about
into
you?
running. Can you believe? Like,
What?
oh my God.
There's
I
no way.
ran, no, literally, Audrey, I ran a mile straight without stopping for the first time in years, like 2 days ago.
Treadmill or
Okay,
outside?
yeah, treadmill.
Okay,
Like a
fair.
consistent pace,
Could not do it outside.
yeah. Which I feel like treadmill is kind of harder because you're running at a consistent pace the whole time. Whereas like running on the ground or like outside, you don't know what your pace is. And you just like naturally slow down, you know?
Yeah.
And I love this because, first of all, like I don't want to run with people because I'm like in the beginning stages of my running journey and like I don't know, I don't want to leave anyone behind, you know, or like have someone leave me behind not
Yeah.
fast. And also it's such a mind trick, like you have to be so engaged with your head and your headspace and your mind, and it's a huge like confidence thing and just believing in yourself. And I know that if I was asked to run a mile a year ago, I would have been able to do it. But I just like didn't believe that in myself. And now like I've realized like I actually have the ability to do a lot more things than I think I'm capable of. And I think that's just like a
Definitely.
huge confidence booster. 'Cause I'm like, oh my God, I ran a mile straight today. Like I never knew that I could really do that again and like feel so good too. Like I felt like I didn't feel crampy, I didn't feel super tired, like I felt good doing it. And it was just like an eye-opening experience because I was like, oh my God, think about all the other things in my life that I think I don't have the ability to do that I can probably do.
Yeah.
And it just opened
Yeah.
up this headspace for me that I was like, I'm gonna start doing a lot more things now. I'm gonna come back so strong. Like it's over for all of you.
That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah. So
I'm
yeah,
having
running.
a proud friend moment, best friend moment right now, where I'm
Thank
like, I'm so
you.
proud of Emma. So proud of Emma. She's gotten through so much in her life, and
I'm gonna
especially like
cry.
recently.
I'm gonna cry.
Especially recently. Anyway. I'm just so
So
proud
sweet
of
of you.
her.
I'm proud of you. I love
Oh,
having you as a best
thanks.
friend. You're an
Yeah, me
amazing
too.
best friend. I'm
Thank
so
you.
happy that I have you in my life and that we have this together. It's super
Me
special.
too. This is seriously so special to me. Our
It is.
podcast. Oh my God, now I'm tearing up. Guys, this is not good. Guys, I think it's just the fact that this is our first day doing this
Long
podcast episode
distance.
not together.
It's
So we're a
sad,
little
honestly.
emotional.
It is. I've been so emotional all day. Really have. Like, we cried earlier.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about oh my God, being best friends since literally sixth grade. So
You go
that's
through so
one, two,
much.
three, four, five, six, seven, like nine. We're on our ninth school year as friends.
Insane.
Our ninth school year as friends.
We've only almost been together for a decade.
I That's
God.
crazy. That is crazy.
That's
No, once we
crazy.
hit 22, we met each other when we were 12.
22.
Our Taylor Swift birthday is our 10-year anniversary, Emma. Okay. Anyway. That's so cute. Anyway, I just
So cute.
like, I don't know, being friends with someone for this long, like, it's so hard to be away from them.
It is.
Like,
And like,
but it's okay.
it's fine when we're like not talking, like I miss you, but then we talk on the phone and I'm like, oh, like I wish I could just come over. Like I wish we could just go for a
Know.
coffee run or like just go out to dinner tonight or like watch a movie. Like me and
Literally.
Audrey are like Audrey and I like we have a friendship where we just really enjoy each other's presence. And I feel like I have friends like that, but like I think this is because me and you have been friends for so long. We've been on like multiple trips together that like we're just
Yeah,
so used to
literally.
each other's friendship and like we're
Yeah.
so used to each other's presence.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. And yeah.
It is. Which I was actually going to say this earlier to like stop being a sob story and to tie it back into the topic today. That like when you are alone in the beginning, like having a friend like Audrey, like for me and Audrey, someone who I can just sit with and like not talk to and just have her in my presence is
Literally.
super helpful. And they don't have to like listen to you, they don't have to talk to you, they don't have to like engage with you, literally to just be around you.
Yeah.
And that's something that Audrey does for me and a friend, and like I think that's something that everyone should have.
Oh.
That's cute.
But yeah, if you have, like, literally, if you have friends that you feel super comfortable with, and like, if they're your true friends, they will understand this. Literally,
Yeah.
could you could literally be like, "Hey, can you come over? I'm trying to become more comfortable being by myself, and I want you to be here
Seriously,
with
though.
me, but just like to sit here while I'm trying to do some stuff on my own."
If a friend asked me that, I'd be like, oh,
I'd be like,
yes, of
"Absolutely."
course. Yeah.
But then ugh, I just Anyway, I hope you guys all have friends like that. Because
Yeah.
everyone deserves a friend like Emma.
For sure. Oh, and it deserves a friend like Audrey. It's getting so cute.
Like didn't process that I said that at first,
I
and then you went,
know.
"Oh."
I know.
Guys, it is continuing to snow outside still.
It stopped snowing here. Oh, Audrey's showing around.
Sorry, I'm showing you the snow. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like this episode was great. And how long is
Same.
it?
An hour and 2 minutes.
Wow. We are
Perfect.
hitting the
Yeah.
hour mark like every time.
Every
Doing
time. It's so
great. We just
good.
have
I
so
know.
much to talk about.
So much to talk about. So good. So lovely. Just like a recap and a summary synopsis, if you will. Just embrace being alone and embrace yourself and who you're becoming, especially if you're our age. Like, this is such a transformative period in time for you, and you're never gonna get that back. And I think it's really important to remember. And remember that anyone can walk into your life at any point. So, freaking embrace being single and being alone. And just appreciate your alone time. And do the
Absolutely.
things that you love and find new things for yourself. It will help. And just keep those things to yourself and keep them sacred. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And don't
Yeah.
forget that it's okay to take your time with this process too. It's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do, especially for all of you extroverts out there who really thrive on being around people.
For sure.
But yeah. Give yourself
For sure.
patience during this whole process, but it's an important
Agreed.
process, I
It
think.
is. It is.
Yeah.
Love. Well, follow us on Instagram at Girl Meets Podcast _. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to a podcast.
Podcast.
Leave us comments down below on our Instagram, DM us, topic ideas, anything you want to hear from us. Answer the questions from Spotify down below.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift 2024, Save America again. My
She does it
flag.
every day. She does it every day. Yeah.
She does. That she does.
Okay. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.